Suffering from seasonal irritants? As the pollen count rises, support your immune system with Quiksilver Scientific Cystaid, a targeted blend of nutrients and botanicals designed to help maintain healthy histamine balance and everyday comfort. Quiksilver Scientific Cystaid works with your body's natural response to seasonal environmental challenges, so you can feel your best all season long. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi guys, welcome to the Katie Halper Show. This is a teaser of the latest episode where I speak to Adam Johnson, the writer and the co-host with Nima Shirazi of the Citations Needed podcast. The teaser and the episode opens with a clip of me on Fox News from this week. To hear the full episode, please go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow.
Katie, you say that Omar's comments are both not anti-Semitic, and you didn't have a problem, I imagine, with the first comments.
No, I have a problem the apology with hearing was her fine. As an anti-Semite. She said something, this is how anti-Semitic it was apparently, she said something that Thomas Friedman, major supporter of Israel, has said. Thomas Friedman said an applause that Bibi Netanyahu received was paid for by the Israel lobby. There's nothing anti-Semitic in there. What is anti-Semitic, though, if you want to talk about anti-Semitic tropes and playing into those, is what Kevin McCarthy, who along with Donald Trump is going after Omar, what he said in a tweet that he deleted, Soros and Bloomberg and Steyer were buying the election. Now that is an anti-Semitic trope that he definitely played into. He deleted the tweet, but he never apologized. Schumer has said things that are very Islamophobic, for instance, and no one asked him to apologize. There's this double standard.
But no pattern. You see no pattern among
pattern
some of these newer congresswomen
who
seem
Israel,
to equate money
you're
with
equated
Jews.
With anti-Semitism.
The reason why there is a state of Israel is because the Jewish people were almost exterminated from the face of the globe. There wasn't a state for Jews to be able to call their own.
Know,
by the way, it's there. It's
the
there.
You guys
and
then,
by the way, it's there, and it's their lands. We don't have to agree with absolutely every decision their government makes, but it is wrong to attack them as a people.
Well, no one attacked them as a people, luckily.
I just saw that tweet.
AIPAC. I'm a Jew. I'm a person. No one attacked me because I don't support AIPAC. Millions of Jews don't support AIPAC, and that's why there are all these alternatives.
But this is the problem.
Because Jews like me are really tired of having AIPAC, which is a very small but very powerful elite minority representation of Jews. It's very tiresome to have them claim to speak for all Jews and conflate Jewish identity with unquestioning support of Israel, which is an anti-Semitic trope in itself.
This, let me just say this, Lord. This is the big dynamic.
It would be nice if Donald Trump had actually condemned the people in Charlottesville. And
this
you,
is
Matt,
the dynamic
you work in his communications,
if I could please just
right?
answer.
Why didn't he condemn
this
the people
is the
in
dynamic. Let's stay. Let's
okay.
stay.
Okay,
on.
Guys. Guys, I gotta tell you.
Guys, stop. Jews.
Why did you not tell him not to go explain to you?
I should have. There were lots of things I should have done. The guy I was debating with, I guess, does something with CPAC, and you know who's speaking there is among the fine speakers is Candace Owens, who. Did you see her basically criticize
Hitler
because he was too much of an internationalist and if he had kept it local?
I actually don't have any problems at all with the word nationalism. I think that the definition gets poisoned by elitists that actually want globalism. Globalism is what I don't want. So when you think about whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, in at least in America, is Hitler. You know, he was a national socialist. But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine.
Farm to table concentration camps.
The problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize.
I really just can't stand the like pseudo friend of the Jews spiel.
As we discussed, I'm not going to go explain what is and what isn't anti-Semitic, but suffice to say that there was some population of Jewish Americans who found it offensive. There was a sizable population of the Jewish American population who found it not particularly offensive. One side was ignored entirely. The other side was held up as the arbiters of what Jewish feelings were. Not coincidentally, that group's message aligned generally with Democratic leadership and AIPAC itself. Chelsea Clinton, for some bizarre reason, inserted the fray on Twitter as a sort of Jew whisperer. Not sure what her qualifications are.
Well, Adam, she's married to a Jew. Jew-jacent. We call that Jew-jacent.
Jew-jacent. In both the Forward magazine and APAC, the next day began fundraising off of the smearing of Ilhan Omar. So if anyone had any confusion as to whether or not this was not a good faith attempt to sort of reconcile anti-Semitism, but rather a deeply cynical attempt to smear a black Muslim woman who criticized APAC and who, by the way, supports BDS, which is really what this is about, then I think that confusion was put to rest by what was really sort of cheesy fundraising emails, effectively profiting off the suffering of a black woman, which is pretty much the number one industry in this country.
And also, by the way, the Forward, I just want to put clarify that the Forward, in their email raising funds off of smearing this black Muslim woman, they referred to her in their email as the congresswoman from Michigan, because it was the other Muslim congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, who they conflated her with.
Which, you know, that sort of gives the game away, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
To hear the full episode, please go to patreon.com/The Katie Halper Show. Again, that's patreon.com/The Katie Halper Show.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.